It's the Jim Brickman Show.
Artist Spotlight.
It's a Jim Brickman Show, and today, gosh, I've been looking forward to this for a long time. Really, this singer is a legend.
Many, oh, come on, Jim, yeah. Stop.
Many, many, many singers wish they were born with this voice. I'm talking with Steve Perry. He's with me this morning with a big announcement. How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing good, Jim. It's nice to talk to you. It's been a long time.
I know. It's so good to talk to you, too. And when I saw that you have this brand new album coming out, I was so excited to hear it and to hear you again. And I know that you took a little bit of time for yourself.
Yeah.
Were you taking a break from the business of music? Or from
something, by the way, you know about it.
I do. Or the music business. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that the truth? There's music and there's a music business. They're two different animals. And somehow they try to coexist, and it can be difficult. I think that I was totally burnt out, Jim. Since I was about 5 years old, I loved music. And when I got into the band Journey, it was a dream come true. And I was able to put my passion and love into songwriting with the boys and recording and singing these songs. Somewhere along the line, after we had attained some very fortunate success, I started to lose my love for music, and I was really worried about it. And, you know, back in the 80s, we all started to replace, I think, our passion for things with external behaviors, shall I say?
Yes.
I just think this was going to go down a bad path if I continued that, and it wasn't going to fill my passion for music. So I did a very unpopular thing, and I just stopped.
I totally understand. You know, at a certain point, you're traveling all over the world. There's huge expectations, and many of us kind of fall prey to this, not only addiction to music, but anything else that crosses your path.
Well, yeah. And you know, I have Soothe Volume 1, by the way. It's on my phone. I love it. That was when I left the group. It was the only thing I could listen to, Jim, was beautiful music. I didn't want to hear nobody sing because I was kind of, I guess, a little PTSD and road burn about music. You know, I was a little bit damaged about it.
I think I can speak for all of us when I say we are really happy that you're back. Steve Perry is going to stay with me and talk about his new album, Traces, and his first single since 1994. That's coming up next in the Jim Brickman Show.